This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
You're tuned to ROFM, your local community access radio station. The time now being on 7 o'clock on a Friday night, time for another Arrow Blues here on the Friday Night Blues Show on a bit of a damp night in Marston at the moment. A little bit of light rain out there, and hopefully we don't get the same amount of rain as what is affecting Auckland at the moment. Saw on the news they've had a real poultice of rain up there, and my old hometown just northwest of Auckland, Kumeu, is a little inundated. So hopefully we don't get that sort of weather, but we'll wait and see.
Over day, oh yeah, I'm a little red rooster, too lazy to crow for days. Well, he keeps everything the barnyard upset in every way. Ah, the dogs begin to bark, and the hounds begin to howl. All right. Hey Lord, and the hounds begin to hound. Oh, watch out, you people. The little red rooster is on the prowl. Been gone. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him. Won't you drive him on home? Since my little rooster been gone. I said it ain't been no feed in the barnyard since my little rooster been gone.
Peter James there, her version of Little Red Rooster, and that's from an album that came out, I think, in the early 2000s. The album called Blues to the Bone, where she covered some of the old great blues standards. And talking of standards, I suppose, and also the weather, hopefully it doesn't take the gloss off the show tonight by Sir Elton John at, or in Auckland, I think, at Mount Smart Stadium, although what might take the gloss off is having to walk a fair distance to the venue because of the muck-up with the public transport. All right, we'll have another album that came out in the early 2000s. It was put out by the Hunter Brothers from Texas, along John Hunter, and his brother, who was called Tom Bluesman Hunter. Now, Tom was probably the least well-known of the brothers. Long John Hunter had a huge following in the south of America and also in Mexico. And here's a track called Ain't Gonna Cry No More. Not a bad album, that one. We might have another track from that some stage later in the show. Next up, we've got a track from an album that came out in, I think, the 1990s. It was around about a time when various blues artists got together and put out an album. The best one probably was the one put out by Elvin Collins, Robert Cray, and also, just trying to think of the third one, I think it was Johnny Copeland. This album is called Grand Union and features Anson Funderburg, Otis Grand, and Debbie Davis, or Davies rather, and all of them individually are talented guitarists. A band that was very popular in the States in the early 2000s and broke up and dissolved sometime around 2010 or something like that. The band was a trio, Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Woman, and they put out a number of really different albums on Alligator Records, and the one I've got lined up at the moment, it's a song, an interesting title, Prop Me Up Against the Jukebox.
Well, I ain't afraid of dying, it's the thought of being dead. I want to go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea, don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Well, you can fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just let my headstone be a neon sign. Just let it burn in memory of all of my good times. Well, you can fix me up with a mannequin. Remember, I don't like no blondes. I'll be the life of the party, even when I'm dead and gone. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Everybody help me.
Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die.
Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Woman, bringing the time to 18 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock here on Arrow FM, and you're listening to the Friday Night Blues Show. As I mentioned last week, we've moved into new gear and a new system in the studio, and I'm just going to do a little bit of a tryout with an LP. Well, that one seemed to work.
Well, I feel so lonesome. Baby, help me when I'm old. even know. Why she got a bad disconnection, baby? Ooh, well, baby, somewhere down below. Caught in for my mom, generally get a spark. More than a bag and he's got hammer. My battery charged, 35, please. Please, don't do me wrong. Oh, been driving my dad for my mouth. Ooh, since I've been gone. I'll fly my life, and my heart won't even blow. She's booked and she got to go.
That was from the third volume of three LPs put out by Vanguard Records in the mid-1960s. The series was called Chicago, the Blues Today, and that was the Johnny Shines Blues Band with Diana Flo Blues, which was a song that Albert King had quite a lot of success with around about that time. So hopefully the turntable worked okay. We've got a bit of a problem at the moment trying to queue up records. So we may be playing more stuff from CDs than vinyl until hopefully we get that problem solved.
I hope you've got no technical problems, because I only want to do it once.
Down. Turn on my face. Find out what.
John Mayall's Blues Breakers here from the album they put out in 1967, the album called Crusade. And in that lineup of the Blues Breakers, we had John McPhee on bass and Mick Taylor on guitar. And Mick Taylor replaced Peter Green and then also replaced Brian Jones in the Rolling Stones. Lowell Filson was a guy who had a fairly lengthy career, and his biggest hit was a song called Reconsider Baby. And the track I've lined up comes from an album where he was probably a bit past his peak. It came out in the 1980s, and the track I've got is Well Oh Well, I think.
Oh well, I feel so fine today. Oh well, I feel so fine today. I had a letter from a baby this time, she's coming home to stay. She's a tall, skinny mama, weighs about 90 pounds. She's a tall, skinny mama, weighs about 90 pounds. You know the cat's all jumping to the desk, she comes around.
Willie Dixon was probably the most famous and the guy with the most expertise, the background man to the Chicago blues sound. He was initially a performer in a trio, but became associated with Chess Records and ended up as their A&R man, and also produced a lot of songs and also wrote a lot of songs as well. And he was the guy who really established, I suppose, that distinctive Chicago sound. Here's Willie Dixon performing, and he's performing a song called 29 Ways.
I got 29 ways just to make it to my baby.
To my lovely baby.
coming through down the hall. When the going get tough, I got a hole in the wall. Got 29 ways to make it to my baby door.
To my lovely baby door.
If you need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One, two, many more.
If it comes through the chimney like Santa Claus, go through the window and that ain't all. A lot of good ways I don't want you to know. I even got a hole in a bedroom door. Got 29 ways to make it to my baby door.
To my lovely baby door.
If you need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One, two, many more. My lovely baby door. To my lovely baby door. To my lovely baby door. To my lovely baby door. One, two, many more.
Right away through the closet and behind our clothes. Away through the attic that no one knows. A master key to fit any lock. A hidden door behind Grandpa's clock. Got 29 ways to make it to my baby door.
To my lovely baby door.
If you need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One, two, many more. To my lovely baby door.
Oh, to my lovely baby door.
Oh, baby. To my lovely baby door.
Time now is 27 minutes to 8 o'clock here on Arrow FM, and you're listening to the Friday Night Blues Show. Next up, we will go back to the Hunter Brothers, and here's the title track to that album, the song called One Foot in Texas.
Around couldn't find my baby, I started to get a little confused. I couldn't find my baby, I started to get a little confused. I've got one foot in Texas, I've got the other foot in the blue.
The harmonica player, William Clark, was a young guy really making a mark in the performing and recording portion of the blues music, and unfortunately died unexpectedly at a young age. But before he passed away, he managed to record, I think, two or three albums for Alligator Records. And next up we've got Fish and Blues from an album called The Hard Way.
Fishing girl, please go with me. Go fishing guy, please go with me. To the ocean, sweetheart, down by the sea. I got me a pole, but you got the bait. Got me a pole, you got the bait. Stick my pole in the water, just can't wait. My pole gets wet, you understand. When my pole gets wet, you'll understand. I could fish real good, just that kind of man. Thank you.
James Cotton managed to reach the old harmonica legend stage with a long, long career, including quite a lengthy time in Muddy Waters' band. And while he was in that band, he would have been in at the same time as the great guitarist Jimmy Rogers. And this is a song performed by James Cotton and his blues band, and it's a song written by Jimmy Rogers, a song called That's All Right.
Upon a time, said if I'd be yours, you sure enough will be mine. But that's all right. You don't love me no more, baby. That's all right. Every now and then I wonder, darling. Loving you tonight. You told me, baby, your love for me was strong. Wake up early in the morning, find a we were gone. But that's all right. You told me a lie, baby. That's all right. Every now and again I wonder, darling. Ooh, 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 loving you tonight. me, baby. Honey, what's getting wrong with you? You don't treat me halfway like you used to do. But that's all right. I know you got another man, baby. But that's all right. Every now and then I wonder, darling, who's loving you tonight?
James Cotton and his mates with That's All Right, bringing the time to 12 and a half minutes to 8 o'clock here on Arrow FM, and you're listening to the Friday Night Blues Show. Next up, we've got a track from Rory Block, and this album is an album called Avalon, a tribute to Mississippi John Hurt, and this is a an album during a series of albums that she put out a few years ago, honouring the old blues guys. So on this album, I've picked a great track from Mississippi John Hurt, the song called Richland Woman Blues.
Come too late. tree gone, the red rooster sings, and cock-a-doo-doo-doo. Reach land, Walmart said, any dude will do. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come and blow on your horn. Hey, if you come too late, mama will be gone. God, just watch me go. My wings are sprouted out. The preacher told me so. So hurry down, sweet daddy. All right, and come blow on your horn.
Rory Block there with her version of Richland Woman's Blues, bringing the time to 7 minutes to 8 o'clock here on the Friday Night Blues Show. Time for one more, and we'll go out with a track from Buddy Guy from 1964, the days where he was recording for Chess Records, and the song is called My Time After a While.
Time right now, baby. Lord, but it's gonna be mine after a while. You know if there ain't no change. Lord, I'm gonna move on.
Talk to my baby. Buddy Guy there from 1964. Amazing to think that Buddy Guy still very much alive and kicking and performing and recordings. He has put out a new album just a few months ago. Amazing legend of the blues. Right, that's the final one for the Blues Show this week, and we will just put on some commercial-free Kiwi music to take us up to 8 o'clock and the 60s show. The Friday Night Blues Show was the first broadcast all over the wonderful Wairarapa on Arrow FM 92.7.